Great to have your company wherever you're listening. Thanks for joining me on the program again today. Time to check in with Melbourne Renegades. Thanks to Liberty, Free Thinking Home, Car, Business and Personal Loans. The Melbourne Renegades WBBL coach Simon Helmet has been good enough to join us in almost his regular spot. Welcome to you, Simon. Great to have you back.
Yeah, good on you, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good, but you must be better than me. It's exciting. You've got the finals coming up. You're preparing, I presume, for a pretty big moment tomorrow.
Yeah, we certainly are. We are obviously going to be taking on whoever the winner is of the Heat and the Strikers this evening. So we're watching carefully to see what they're up to. And then obviously we play them what's called the Challenger. Interesting final series, Dwayne. This is the first time in WBBL history that if you finished on top, that gave you thoroughfare straight into the grand final. That was the Scorchers. We're going to be the Challengers. So we'll challenge the team that wins the Eliminator tonight. So you can understand all that. Yeah, we hopefully can win what we would call in footy terms a preliminary final.
So do you get together as a squad tonight and watch this game, or do you just let everybody watch it if they want, don't watch it if they don't want?
The schedule has it that we've got a training session the same time they're playing. So I reckon there'll be one eye on guys upskilling themselves and getting ready for the contest. And I reckon a few might be just peering over the grandstands, Dwayne, just checking in who's batting at three, who's batting at four, what the ground's like, what the pitch is like. And might be a little bit of rain around today too here in Adelaide. So just to see what the conditions look like.
And if you win tomorrow, you head to Perth to play. Is that correct? So how's the travel arrangements with Perth going?
Yeah, so great question, Dwayne. I leave these things to so administrators and other people and COVID officers. But look, I think because we've been away from Victoria and New South Wales for the last 2 months, so we're absolutely fine to get over there. No doubt there's conditions and protocols that we'll have to follow. So hopefully, Dwayne, we get the job done tomorrow night. We had a bit of a slump up in Mackay. We missed out the last couple of games. So we missed out in that top position, which was a shame. But look, we've had a pretty good season, obviously. And to finish second's certainly a great effort from the girls. And hopefully, win tomorrow night and we can get out there and play the Scorchers, who have been a formidable side all season.
Gee, bold stuff from the coach, or maybe confident stuff, or dangerous stuff. You mentioned the slump word.
Yeah, I think I might have heard it from you, but
we were talking before we came to it. So, are you in a slump?
No. I think what we call it in T20 terms is just a hiccup or a bump in the road, and that can happen in T20 cricket. 14 matches. Sometimes you just don't, get your matchups right or play the conditions. It was a fantastic wicket up in Mackay. We probably that game against the Hurricanes was the disappointing one, whereas the Heat, they played very well. So now ready for the finals now, and that can happen just before a finals appearance, but we should be fresh for tomorrow night.
So what is your treatment of a person, an individual girl whose performances have been down? Do you just give them confidence that it is just a little hiccup and their great form over the entire series will return? Or do you actually address, here's where I think it's been falling down. Have a look at this video and here's where I think you can get better. And does that put doubt in their mind if you do?
Yeah, look, combination of both. And that's right. You have to know the personality and how will they cope with the information or instruction or suggestions you're giving. Some people are visual, so they love to see their vision from when they were hitting the ball brilliantly or bowling brilliantly to the comparison of when they're not doing it so well. The same with the batters. It's a balancing act, and also the experience of the player. I'm not going to go to a Harmanpreet Kaur, who's got picked in the best 11 for the season, and go through her, her outs for the whole season when she's been killing it. So it's probably just depending on the age of the player, the experience of the player, and also making sure you're asking questions before you dive in and give the feedback. So we've had some discussions, whether it be in small group, whether it be individuals, just to check in to make sure the players are fresh and ready. And then we'll go to pick our side against whatever opposition we play and obviously to the best of the conditions.
And I presume there'd be some players that just crave information, that just push you so hard you've kind of got to talk to them about what their flaw might be at this particular point in time as opposed to others who might just avoid the conversation completely.
Oh, this is the coaching balancing act. You're absolutely right. And trying to use your own emotional intelligence and understand what your players who you're working with, the emotional intelligence are and what they can cope with and what where we stay away. There can be some overtraining, Dwayne. I know it happens in all sports, but both males and females, that might be the way which a player tries to get them back into form. And that's not always the best way to do things. In actual fact, a couple of players last night, we had an optional session, Dwayne, decided not to attend. And I thought that was quite intelligent to have a night off the training track, go and do something different and be ready for our last training session tonight, which won't go for a long time. And then be ready for the game. After you've played 14 matches, look, I think form is more about the mental side of the game, not so much the technical or the physical. So if you can be nice and clear, positive mentally, that'll help you problem solve strategically on game night and then hopefully help the team to win.
Yeah, makes sense. Great to have a chat to you, Simon. Good luck tomorrow. Who do you want to play tomorrow? Are you going to give me the standard answer? We don't mind who we play.
I've already used one wrong word today, mate. I'm not going to give you that one. We'll play. I'll give you the same old crap, mate. We'll play whoever turns up. But we've had a win against both these teams, so we should be full of confidence.
Oh, I like that last line. Just a little bit of a confidence reconfirmation that we've had a win against both these teams. So we don't mind. We've already beaten them. Simon, great to have a chat to you. We'll talk soon.
Love it, Dwayne. See you, mate. Bye.
Simon Helmet, not caring who he plays tomorrow. They've beaten them both. Melbourne Renegades WBBL coach. Joining us, thanks to Liberty, Free Thinking Home, Car, Business and Personal Loans. And if you want to tap into liberty.com.au, then you can jump online. That's liberty.com.au, but conditions apply. We'll take a break. Back with a couple of calls next.